It's on. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so we're taking up the Vishamra problem. So the Vishamra problem is really a it's an old minig, the Vishamra. And they want to say it's an extension of a Parisukas Shalom. Either if you say it's Vishamra, I don't remember where I saw it. I think I did see where it says, because if Klal Yisrael keeps Shabbos, then the Gula and Banei Chazal. If that's the case, it wouldn't work by Yom Tov. But that Vishamru, is they learn it's an extension. It's not because they hold the Yinatza Machdul Tefillah, because they learn that's an extension of Aporis. Okay, it's an extension of Aporis. So it's an extension of Gula. So then you have Machlekes Taisus says in Avdalah on Beis and Brachas, whether you have Smichas Gula Tefillah by Rishus or not. So Avraham Gaon says that the reason why they're Mafsik with Kaddish is to show that Tefillah Sarvus is Rishus. Like I mentioned, the Rav has a whole shiur on this. But plain pshat is that that in order to be mechavin in Tfilas Arvus, that is not, you shouldn't be mechavin l'shem chova. Okay? It shouldn't be mechavin l'shem chova. Because then it's a question of yotze. If you're mechavin, it's a different tefillah, different chesed tefillah. So, but apparently with Thesis, the machlekes in Thesis and Rav Amram Goyen is going to Rav Amram Goyen, he could talk. You could talk right after Shema Meisolad, saying, "Gosh, you don't have to be some machulah too. You can talk to your friend." So, but Taisol, you can't. But everybody, the question is, why is that Kaddish there in between? So you see, in the morning you put it before Baruch Hu, because you can't have it there because it's a mafsik. But at nighttime you put it there. So Taisol tells you put it there because you put it closer to Tefillah. You want it to be. There's no reason to put it before. You need smichas gula tefillah. So Taisa apparently holds us two smichas gula tefillahs. One smichas gula tefillah is in terms of the cheftza, that the cheftza is samach. That you don't have. That you only have if tefillahs arvus is chova. Because then it's the takana. It's a chova. So the smichas gula tefillah is arranged in terms of the cheftza. Shel gula should be samach to the cheftza shel tefillah. But you can't do that by rishus because there's no cheftza there. So it's optional. So then it's not smichas gula tefillah in terms of the chefza, it's smichas gula tefillah in terms of the gavra mispal. So that's what Taisha says, he shouldn't talk. Because if he talks, so then he undoes the fact that he's being mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now it's appropriate to engage in tefillah. But in terms of the gavra, the fact that he says Baruch Hashem Li Olam, and the fact that he says Kaddish, will not be a mafsik. So they hold... will not be a mafsik, because it will not be a mafsik. You see, will not be a mafsik. You see, that's maybe explains what Taisus means, because Taisus, we're bothered with Taisus, Nira hova takinu rabbanon havalu kigula richta. You see, the takinu lomo zeh shebesoch kach yispal chavera gamhu, v'lo yelech mi beis haknesses at sheyigmar kol echad filasa, because people have a derech to come a little late. So they were misakin Baruch Hashem Liyolam. But who was misakin? It wasn't Chazal, because the Gemara just mentions Ashkivani. The Gemara doesn't mention this. Otherwise, Gemara wouldn't mention Baruch Hashem Liyolam. So it was a later Takana. It was after the Stimas Talmud. I mean, it would seem that way. But apparently what Taisvis means is that in terms of the Gavra, HaMespalel's Smichas Gula Tefillah, the fact that there's a reason for it, okay, there's a reason for it. So it's a valid extension. There's a reason to extend it. Yeah. So there's reason to extend it. So in other words, what they did was they were misakin it as an extension. What does Taisus mean exactly? You look in Taisus, interesting Taisus. It says, Nira hova takinu l'rabban havalik gula richta de takinu loma ze shebesoch kach ispal chavera gam hu v'lo yelech mi beis haknesses. I mean, what's that got to do with it? I mean, that's the reason. That's simply tam atakana. But, I mean, the tam seems to be told, so that's on the contrary. So it sounds like you're just saying things. Right? No, what Taisus means like this. Taisus means that why were they misnocking this? So the fellow that comes late shouldn't be left alone, right? So what he means to say is that they extended the tefillah. That's what he means. Do you know what I mean? In other words, they want you to daven longer. Why? Because if you daven quick, so then the other fellow will be left there all along. So the nature of the takana was to extend the tefillah satzibor, to extend it. So it's an extension. So that's what his answer is. That's what Taisus means. Because otherwise, let's just say why they did it. I mean, if anything, the Misakin is an extension. But Taisus seems to bring a raya for it. Why? The Takina law mazeh shebeselch kach ispal chaver gamos. So what's the guy do with it? The loyelchem besek nesrach yigma kol echad filasa. He means that they wanted the tzibur to daven a little longer, make the davening a little longer. So since that's the tama takana, the chalos din of the takana is extension, because that's what they're saying. Stay here a little longer. So that gives the tam actually plays a role in defining what the tefillah is. So the tefillah is an extension. They're saying stay a little longer. Wait for the other fellow. Don't daven so quickly. Daven a little longer. So it's introduced as an extension. So Taisus holds that if it's introduced as an extension, it's not a mafsik in terms of the tefillah of the gavra mespalel in terms of smichas gula tefillah. That's the Taisus holds. That's basically the Taisus holds. Even though it wasn't a takanas chazal, but the nature of the nihug, it's a nihug, a takana that they're masakin to be knowing, but the nature of the nihug is extension. So then there's no, it's not a mafsik in terms of the smichas gula tefillah of the gavra. So ad osus lahachi, I mean, it's not too hard to introduce v'shamer also. It's not too impossible, because that was introduced as an extension, and the nature, even according to the Balei Taisus, according to Rambam Goyen, I mean, there's no smichas gula tefillah by avos altogether. You could talk to your friend after shamer is a lot. But according to the Balei Taisus themselves, you see that Kaddish is not a mafsik, Baruch Hashem Li'olam is not a mafsik. So anything that said B'Torah's extension is automatically not a mafsik. No doubt that's where the Vishamru, that's why they introduced the Vishamru. Like I said, the Vishamru, well, Ramagran has Vishamru, but from him is no right, because he didn't know if Smich's good with Tila altogether. But apparently others had it too. Apparently others had it too. Have you got the tour? Have you got the tour? Let's take a look at the tour. It's not a Kaddish is not a mafsik, because the thing is that that's like the Rav said, that every tefillah is introduced with a Kaddish. But you can't introduce the tefillah shachris with a Kaddish, because the smichas gula tefillah, so you have to do it for Yotzer. But over here, you don't have to do that, because there's no chefza of smichas gula tefillah. So therefore, you can do it right before Shemon Esrei. So that's the right place. So we do it right there. That's the appropriate place. That's the Taisus holds. But Rambam Goyen holds no. He held apparently that if it was smichas gula tefillah, so then no matter what kind, if it was smichas gula tefillah, he holds like this. He holds there can't be any smichas gula tefillah of the gavra. He doesn't know from that. He holds the only smichas gula tefillah is where the chefts is unified into one entity. Correct? That's the only smichas gula tefillah that he held from. So he says, so why do they introduce Kaddish over here? So he held, they introduced Kaddish over here to show you that there is no smichas gula tefillah, and that tefillah shavris is reshus, and you should mechave in l'shem reshus. Okay? All right, so the Levush ties them all in b'taras gula. That they're all said b'taras gula. But I mean, according to the Balei Taisus, important is that's why I say it's not even the Taisus says takinu, how the takinu rabban havli gula richta. It's not because takanas chacham, because that was bothering me. It's not takanas chacham. It's after stimas atalma. So I can talk about takinu. You know what I mean? But that's what Taisus says. The takinu lomar zeh shebeselch kach ispal chaver gam hu. It's not because it's takana. At first sight, when you look at the Taisus, you think he's saying because it's a takana. But the question is, which takana is this? There's no takana chazal, and if the chazal there's no takana, and you say it's a niyug, a minig, a gainam. But Taisus's justification is not because of the din takana shebah, But Tesis' justification is because of the latter part of the statement, which is that why do they introduce it? So you should daven a little longer. Oh, so then it's in the nihug, is a nihug of tefillah richta, of gula richta. So if that's the case, so he holds insofar as the gavra mespalel's smichas gula tefillah, that's not a mafsik. That's Tesis' svar. Avraham Gaon doesn't buy the whole thing. I mean, there's only one kind of smichas gula tefillah, and he can't be mafsik, and that's it. But Tesis holds that the smichas gula tefillah of the gavra is different. So if that's the case, then any nihug that's introduced the Torah's extension will not be a mafsik in terms of the gavra, because he's still involved in these ideas. So insofar as the gavra is omeid a meshabeach and is preparing himself to be in the state of mind of tefillah, so insofar as that's concerned, I mean, it's fine. Yeah. What? So the Rav says that the Baruch Hashem Lalam is Takanas HaRishonim. So that's what it is. It's not Takanas HaTalmud. Can't be. So that we're right about that. But I think the thing in Taisus is that it looks like he's saying because Takino, but it's not. It's because of the nature of the Nihug. That's what Taisus is saying. According to Taisus, the Vishamru is certainly a legitimate minute. I mean, that they say Vishamru, he mentions here. The Nogan Lama Pasuk Vishamane Yisrael. So it's an extension. So, I mean, according to Taisus, the way we're learning Taisus at least, I mean, in Brachas, it wouldn't be a problem. Because in terms of the smich zgula of the gavra, Kaddish is not a mafsik, Baruch Hashem Le'olam is not a mafsik, because anything that's introduced or that's said, the Torah's extension in terms of the, and it makes a lot of sense. Because in terms of the gavra, what's the importance of smich zgula? The importance is that the gavra is all made in the proper frame of mind. So, I mean, so if it's in the framework of the gavra, so as long as he's saying things that are in the same context, I mean, so it's not a mafsik. So that's the Vishamra. That's the Vishamra. Well, that's already a problem. But that's who ties that into Levush? You want to say why? Because that's also Gula. Why? Because it's Echel Sius Mitzrayim. All right, but then the Vishamra sounds good. I mean, so if that's the case, I mean, so it would seem that if you're in a tzibor, that they say v'shamru, that you should not be noter from the derech tzibor. It would seem that way.
Same thing, baruch shem lo amin
gamein? That's for sure, yeah.
If the
Yeah, birkas hamolach. The reason why it's called birkas hamolach is because the girsa, one of the girsas was, the Rambam has it in the Siddur, Baruch Atah Hashem Hamolech Bechvodo Chai Vekayam Tomidim Loch Lolam Vod. So, I mean, apparently the Rambam held that there is no specific, when the Chacham Masak and Ashkivenu, it wasn't really, because the Gemara says that how could you have Ashkivenu, you need some Yichas Gula Tfilah. So the Gemara says, "Kivin the kinnar abana kegula richta damya." So apparently he held that the takana was one more bracha, which is an extension of gula, but it doesn't have any. The specific tzura doesn't really matter. The specific tzura doesn't really matter. Yeah, why is that?
Because.
Yeah, but what about the problem of, but still, what about the problem of kolam ashanami matbeya shetavachom and bracha ezein elatoa? If it's an extension, I mean, the only thing I can think of is like this, that according to the Rambam, if it has a specific form, then it'll be a mafsik. If it has a specific form. If it has a specific tzura. So, if it's an extension, it means that the real Chefza is Gal Yisrael. And now whatever comes afterwards is just has a substance of the topic, an extension of the topic. But if it has its own Tzura's Bracha, a fixed Tzura, so then it'll be a Mafsik. It can't have a fixed surah. It can only be a subject extension of the subject of the previous bracha. But if it has its own fixed surah, so then it'll be a mafsik. So if that's the case, so if you have Ashkivenu, so originally it was Ashkivenu. But Ashkivenu is not a fixed surah sabracha. It's simply the essence of Ashkivenu is really the tochan abracha. The tochan abracha. The subject matter of the bracha. That's the essence of it. And the subject matter is really an extension of the one bracha, which is Gaal Yisrael. So that's why it's not a mafsik. Because it has no fixed identity. It's simply drawing out the Gaal Yisrael, which is the fixed bracha that the Yisomach Gula Tfila with, is just drawing out the contents of the Gaal Yisrael. So it can have its own identity in its own Surah's bracha. If it did, it would be a mafsik. You can't have it both ways. You can't say it has its own surah's bracha, its own fixed surah, and it's an extension. If it has its own fixed surah, it's not an extension anymore. If it's an extension, the fixed surah is the bracha Gaal Yisrael. That's the only fixed surah. And now what you're doing is you're just extending the subject matter of the bracha. It's an extension of, but you can't create a new bracha and say the new bracha is an extension. Because once you do, you create a new bracha, it has its own identity and it stands on its own.
Extension of
Gaal Yisrael. Because the Gemara says Ashkivenu is an extension of Gaal Yisrael. So the Rambam holds it can only be an extension of Gaal Yisrael if it has no Tzura. If it has no Tzura. It's just a topic. It's just an extension of the subject matter.
So is that a thin bracha at all?
So it has a din bracha, but it has, in other words, you do say bracha to Hashem. It has a shevach, but the matbea is not a fixed matbea. It's not a fixed matbea. In other words, the matbea, there's no din matbea over here, but there's a din of shevach. So you have to have a bracha. In other words, like this. You see, kigula arichta damya, according to the Rambam, means that the smichas gula tefila is not a smichas gula tefila to Hashkivenu. It's a smichas gula tefila to Gaal Yisrael. And the Hashkivenu, because the Gaal Yisrael is the real bracha. That's the real matbeah bracha. And Ashkivenu is an extension of the subject of the Gaal Yisrael. But if Ashkivenu itself is a bracha and has on Surah and Samad Beya, so then the smichas gula tefila take place between Ashkivenu and between the Shmon Esrei. Then it's a different concept. According to the Rambam, the smichas gula tefila is ruled to Gaal Yisrael. So that means the last bracha. The last bracha is what is Gaal Yisrael. That's the last bracha. What's Ashkivenu? Ashkivenu is a shevach, which is an extension of the topic of the bracha of Gaal Yisrael. But what? What about? Okay, that's good.
So it's like one long
bracha. You whiz around?
In the last line of Perek Zayin Tefillah.
So what's his lashon there?
He says, "Al pishu mevarach Ashkivenu achar Gaal Yisrael."
So which ram is it? Perek
Perek Zayin.
Halach Yitches. Okay.
Yeah. So he doesn't say
Gula Rechter. He says
that. What does he say? "Al pishu mevarach Ashkivenu achar Gaal Yisrael."
Even as mevarach Ashkivenu achar Gaal Yisrael.
Ain hefsek
ben Gula Tefillah. The Ashkivenu is not a hefsek.
Why?
Okay, that's why. Because it doesn't have its own identity as a Tzuras Bracha. It doesn't have its own identity as a Tzuras Bracha. It's simply an extension of the Tochen Noinyan of the Gaal Yisrael. But if it had its own Matbeya, you couldn't say that. Then it would be Kaveh Hashem La'atzma. So therefore, since that's the whole Takana, so you could add something else, anything that's may you know. So that's why they add the Baruch Hashem Le'olam and someplace there Moses more. I mean, the whole Gishon around there. That's a good point. That's a good point. In other words, according to the Rambam, you shouldn't say Baruch Hashem Le'olam. Amen v'amen. Even though the Rambam had it, because the Rambam demanded that it be incorporated as an in the one Birchas Chazal that they introduced as an extension. You can't, if you gomer that, now you can't make up your own new extension.
That's changing.
That's right. Right. You're right. That'll be another sheet that you shouldn't say Baruch Shem Lom Yireh now, because he would hold that you can't just keep on adding here. I mean, there's only one addition. That's Hashkiveinu. Now, Hashkiveinu doesn't have a din of its source bracha, so you can add things. But once you gomer Hashkiveinu, then your matir of extension has been lost. And now you can't just keep on extending. So it's very good. So according to the Rambam, that's another reason why you shouldn't say Baruch Hashem. No one's going to do that. That's right. But according to the Rambam, Haporis is fine, because there's no din of the Chasima. It's not, you're not Mashanim Abe. He explained, according to him, is very good. Where do the Haporis come in? What? According to the Rambam, the Shem would not be good. Hashem would not be good. That's right. You're right. According to Rambam, Hashem would not be good. Yeah. I mean, that's Bekasha. The Rambam in Hilchos Krishna Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. That bracha rishona shalafanal ben biyamim v'leil pasach baba bracha chosim baba bracha shal brachos u'she'or birchos seha chosim b'chol achas meim b'baruch ve'ein lahem psicha b'baruch brachos elu u'she'or kol ha'brachos ha'ruchos b'fi kol yisrael Ezra sofar beis dino tiknum ve'ein odam rasha lifchos meim v'lo lahosfalayim makam sheskinu lachsom b'baruch ein rasha shalol lachsom makam sheskinu shalol lachsom ein rasha lachsom Makhishkin Shaloftach Baruch and Rashaloftach. Shaloftach and Rashaloftach. Chlosh Dabakal Mashanah Mabesh Tavacham Brachos, Reza Tavachos Mavarch Madbea. I don't know.
Maybe that's just in the series of
Brachos.
Those regards.
Why does that
say
that? So apparently the Rambam, that's what's Ma'akev, is only if you add the Minyan of Brachos. Add to Minyan of Brachos. That's what he said at first. Brachos elam shor kol brachos aruchos figo so ezra sofer beizin tiknum veina rasha lifchos mehem lo lachsulim as minyan brachos and makom sheskinu lachsom bebaruch and rasha shlo lachsom makom sheskinu shlo lachsom and rasha lachsom and same thing liftoch bebaruch you can't change that makom sheskinu liftoch and rasha shlo liftoch klosh tov kol shalom mabesh tov kol brachos beizin tov chos mabesh kol mabesh. So it means, what he means is, these elements are the elements of the matbeah. That, if you change that, so then you're not yotzei the bracha altogether. Then you're not yotzei the bracha. But if you add words or subtract words, that's no problem. That's no problem. I mean, then it would depend. If you have the exact content, so then it's okay. If you don't, it's not. You can't change it. That's for sure. If you change the content of the idea,
that's the bracha.
Then it's new bracha.
Yeah.
I mean, ordinarily, the inyan is an inyan b'fnei atzmusa. So you can't go and change the inyan. That's for sure. If you change the inyan abracha, you're definitely not yotze. And that's changing the bracha. But over here, the inyan abracha is the extension of the previous bracha. That is the inyan abracha. So therefore, as long as you're within that framework, so even though you have a different chasima, it doesn't matter, because the chasima always follows the inyan abracha. Always follows the inyan abracha. And this, the inyan abracha, is the inyan of Gol Yisrael. because the smicha segula tefila is the smicha of the bracha gol yisrael to shmon esrei, and this is just and this this is a the content over here is amorphous, not completely amorphous. Amorphous in the sense that it's an anything that's an extension of the content of gol yisrael acquires the din bracha. That's the concept of the bracha. That's the concept. In other words, so that's what I'm saying. So it doesn't have its own identity as a content. If it had its own identity as a content, so then it would be a mafsik. So it doesn't have its own identity as a content. The content is anything that's an extension of the previous bracha, because the smichas gula tefillah is really between the previous bracha and between the Shema Nesra. That's the wrong.
We have to modify it. The Nesach and the Chassim has to follow whatever you decide to add.
And the Chassim has to follow because it doesn't, if it had a specific content, so then the Chassim would be specific. But since the content is the extension, so the Chassim has to follow the nature of how your extension goes. So your extension over here is taking on a different path, so the Chassim has to take on that same path. Because the essence of the content is the extension. And if it had its own specific content, then it would be a mafsik. We have to modify.
So
yeah.
But
in every other bracha, there's a content. If you change the content, you lost the bracha. That's for sure. That's definitely Mishan. I mean, Ram doesn't have to say that.
It is its own bracha.
What?
It is its own bracha.
It is its own bracha.
It doesn't have a specific content on its own. It's not a mafsik.
That's right.
Since the nature of the bracha is... The
nature of the bracha is not to have its own content. Not to have its own, not to have its own specific content.
It's in
there's a ritva in Brachos Yiralef Amud Aleph that quotes the Yesh Mefarshim that says that there's no value in the number of words. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Chazal
never
were masakin
a particular number.
They weren't masakin a particular number of words. Yeah. See the Beis Yosef. He quotes the Beis Yosef in the tour, in the end of Siman Kuf Yud Gimel. He says, "Yesh anoshim shemanu atevos sheyesh b'chol bracha bracha mishmon esrei brachos veviu psukim al kol bracha meinyana sheolos tevos seha kiminyan tevos abracha." Okay, v'chein osisi ani borishona minyan zeh va'achar kach niruli she'ein lo yisod v'lo shorash. Kilo timtsa makom ba'olam she'omer shmona esrei be'inyin echad teva b'teva eli yesh mosifim tevos v'yesh garim v'imkein haminyan hazein amol ad kan l'shana. There were others that held differently.
What they do, they had the number of.
But I think because the problem is that those that held that the numbers that the each word was almost like a piruach hakodesh, and you have to use only those words. And you know, I mean, he has the shittas over here, but the problem that they have is it comes out all kol yisrael. I mean, what's the right number of words? And nobody knows. Different sauce. Yeah, that's what the Beis Yosef says. Can't be. That's the reverse point. Same point. Reverse thing. He doesn't. I don't think he doesn't quote the reverse. But that's the reverse.
He says, that's
a good raya. That's a good raya. That's a good raya. You mean the piyut?
Right.
The fact that you could add piyut.
Right. Because the
fact that you could add piyut means that there was no specific number of words. That's a beautiful raya. That's very good raya. What? Yeah, but I don't know if you're going to say that every bracha was niskan with the specific number of words, you can't hang in that piyut.
But the point is, the Ram helped in piyut.
What?